This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning us in for our first episode of the season of UB Football Insider with Coach Lance Leipold. We're coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Now, in years past, we've been out on the Transit Road location, but Paul Santora and his crew have really renovated and did a nice job renovating the Santora's here on Millersport Highway. So we're over here at Millersport, closer to campus, so we encourage everybody to stop by and check us out. With that, let's welcome in Coach Leipold. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How was your summer?
It was fast. I tell you, between the summer camps that we do in June, a little time with the family away, and here we are midway through fall camp already.
Now, you're not a guy with a lot of hobbies. You don't hunt, you don't fish, you don't play golf. So what do you do with your 2 weeks off in the summer to relax?
Pretty boring guy, aren't I? You know, we're gone so much during the year and the hours that sometimes it takes in college athletics. You try to give it back to your family the best you can. And we had an opportunity to go back to Wisconsin for the first time. Really, since the moving trucks pulled away a year ago last May, and we had a chance to see family and friends for about a week, and then actually the family got away, and we went to the Dominican Republic a couple weeks after that. So went to a resort, and probably the best vacation we've had in a long time because nobody could use a cell phone, and kind of really gave us some great family time, the four of us.
Right, you have a teenage daughter, and she should not use a cell phone. How did you make that happen?
That's the international. That's why
you're a good coach. You can do that. Well, you are a good coach.
We all did it. It's good. Yeah. So, like I said, that was a good time. But as we come back and between kids and summer activities, and we've really enjoyed our time here in Western New York, and between youth sports and camps and all those different things, we're on the go quite a bit, and it evaporated on us, and here we are in football season.
Now, this is year number two for you. A lot different. You know, a year ago, we're sitting here, and everything's brand new from top to bottom. You just moved here and just started your first year coaching at UB, but now you're here for your second year. You know, what's the difference? Is it a little easier now because you're a little more acclimated to other things around football?
Yes, I think for our whole staff, and the program probably throughout, even though there's always things changing, but for us now, you know, there's not as many unanswered things. You know, what do we really have within the program? How does it work? Even the day-to-day things from a school year for our players and, you know, where we moved, where we eat, what all those different things kind of changed. We know what it is. We know the league better, all those things. And I just think we keep saying it daily now as we've gone through these this last week and a half is that it just seems to be going just a lot more efficient. And, you know, that doesn't guarantee we're going to win more games or anything, but the efficiency of which we're operating right now, a big part is with the new addition to the Murchie Family Football Center and our meeting rooms, all those things has allowed us to operate the way we want to.
Yeah, how important is that? You know, Tooney Murchie is a great friend of the program. He's donated a lot of money to the program. And for fans that don't know, when next time when you visit UB Stadium in the fall, you know, there's a whole new complex that has been built onto UB Stadium with offices and team meeting rooms. And what fans don't probably realize is in the past you had, different team members all over the stadium with meetings all over the place. Yeah. And they're kind of in the same spot. So how important is it to have a facility like that?
Well, many times, first of all, John, I think it's, you know, I think maybe the regular fan that the day-to-day operation of football in itself between college and professional, how important a classroom is, and especially when you're trying to get things done and installation of plays and watching a film and all the different ways that people learn, how important the classroom time is. And again, the game is it's a contact game, it's a violent game, and you try to limit what you do on the field. So again, it goes back to what you can do in the classroom setting. So what we had is, as you were saying, is that we were all over the place. We were in makeshift areas, shared areas, a lot of different things that just made it tough with the total amount of meeting time. Plus with the NCAA, you're limited on your time, and with class schedules and eating schedules, all that made it tough. And sometimes you just didn't get as much time as you'd like. With these new rooms, we are all in one area. It's very easy for me to move side to side to see different things. But for our players, we get done with the team meeting. They walk to a hallway, go to their classroom. It's easy in, easy out. They get back to the locker room. We're on the field. And, again, operating more efficiently.
Yeah, one of the big changes fans will see this fall is the field and the uniforms. You know, the Bulls went back to Buffalo on the uniforms and on the field. And I know, you know, you had a big part in the uniform design. You like that. You like the having a part in the field design as well. And just kind of talk a little bit about that and how important that is.
Well, again, we're very proud to be in Buffalo and very proud to be located here in Western New York. So once the decision was made by the university that we are returning to the Buffalo and as part of our identity and a new logo and all those things are always exciting to have, and it's exciting for fans, players, coaches, and everyone that's associated with the university. And to have that and to be able, we wanted to make sure we were going to be as proud as we could to put it on the forefront of our jerseys and the end zones. And it created a lot of excitement this summer, and I know it'll be hopefully an exciting time for our fans on September 2nd.
Yeah, Bulls home opener September 2nd against Albany. Tickets are still available, so you need to call 877-UB there, visit the UB website, or stop by the Alumni Arena ticket office. But tickets are still available for that game, and it's only 2 weeks away, but that means we're 2 weeks into camp. And so what do you guys do the first couple weeks of camp? Is it more kind of getting guys acclimated to things, more so than installing play calls and plays for games?
Well, it's probably, we're going to install our offense and defensive schemes and what we want to do. But as far as game preparation, I think, that's a little bit further down the road here in another week. So what we want to try to do is get things, installed. But we want to be able to give, especially our newcomers, a chance to show their athletic ability. And sometimes when you add a lot of offense or defense in, they spend a lot of time thinking and not reacting and just going out and playing. So we've tried to really narrow that down. We take pride in how we practice. We take pride in the pace in which we go about our practice, and we try to get a lot of work done in a very short period of time, at the same time giving a lot of people an opportunity. So that's really what it is, getting things there, finding out who's, you know, we do a lot of competitive drills, one-on-one for special teams, and we try to get it now as we move closer here to the end of this camp and get ready for the opening game, is that now we're going to get a little more technical, a little bit more advanced, a lot more situational things, whether it be working on second or third down situations, two-minute offense, backed-up situations, all those things start to be a big play.
Yeah, and one of the things that's been kind of rare for the Buffalo summer has been the weather this year. I mean, guy kind of picked the wrong couple weeks there to have camp. 85, 90 degrees every day. I can't imagine the guys really like that, but it seems like they're responding well, and it's got to be kind of an attribute to what a good job your training staff does.
Yeah, it's been a unique summer, at least what's, you know, the way everybody says the way it's been, especially with the lack of rain. We were just finished a practice here a little over an hour ago. As we were sitting there after the practice, you know, somebody mentioned the heat again, and then somebody said, just wait now, you know, just remember that statement, you know, a few months down the road that we'll embrace these days. But between our athletic training staff, our strength staff led by Ryan Sidzik, who did an excellent job, it's been a it's been a smooth point, you know, where we're at right now with our conditioning and where it's at to handle these conditions. And again, it's allowed us, and that's a tribute to those people that work hard with our players in the offseason when we're not allowed to.
All right, we'll get to know some of those new faces, the new players, when we come back on the other side of the break. More with Coach Leipold. You're listening to the UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live on ESPN 1520.
ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, great food, great people, great beer.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-whats. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
There's only one place to discover the BMW difference, all while making a difference. At the BMW Drive for a Cause. Show support for your community and help us achieve our goal of raising up to $1.5 million simply by taking a test drive. Register at BMWUSA.com/driveforacause. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. BMW of North America will contribute $200,000 to Team USA and will match the dealer's contribution up to $5,000 towards the dealer's charity of choice, whether you participate or not.
Lease and finance offers available by Town BMW through BMW Financial Services.
Buffalo sports fans, don't miss the season opener for UB football on Friday, September 2nd, when the Bulls take on the Great Danes of Albany at 7 p.m. Stampede Square opens at 4 p.m., featuring fun, family entertainment, and country music star Jared Neiman on the Tailgate Concert Series stage. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's football, tailgating, and live music, so make sure to be counted and get your tickets today.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, welcome back to Santora's here. And just fans, just a reminder, get ready for the 2016 football season during the end of the summer football ticket flash sale on Friday, April 26th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fans can purchase tickets to any home football game for just $16. That's about a 50% savings off a regular price ticket. Fans can purchase in person at Alumni Arena, at the ticket office, online at ubbulls.com, or by calling 1-877-UB-THERE. The first game of the season, reminder, is Friday, September 2nd, when the Bulls take on Albany at 7 p.m. at UB Stadium. With that, we'll welcome back in Coach Leipold. And, you know, we talked about, you know, a lot of new faces here on the team. In fact, 42 to be exact. So, you know, have a lot of new guys here on the team with freshmen and some JUCO transfers that come in. But I think the number one position that everybody wants to talk about and wants to know about is the quarterback position, because You know, for the past 40 straight games dating back to November of 2012, only one guy has played quarterback for the Bulls, and that's Joe Licata. And obviously, everybody, you know, being a local kid, everybody very familiar with Joe. So I think it's going to be just weird for anybody to see a different quarterback out there in September. But as I've watched, as I've watched the practices, I think the team's in pretty good hands with either Grant Rohatch or Tyree Jackson. It seems like they're kind of battling for that spot. Kind of talk about what each guy brings to the table.
Well, like you said, John, I think there's two quality candidates there that are going to battle this thing out, and both bring a lot to the table with what they're doing. Grant is the graduate transfer from Iowa State. He started, I believe, 3 to 4 ball games in his career, but great maturity, wants to be a coach. Has picked up our offense, very quickly. Was here for spring, and you know, as you talk in whether it be football or even basketball, graduate transfers are kind of a popular topic now. But it's very rare that you get one that can come in January and go through your spring practice. And we were fortunate to get Grant to do that. Tyree Jackson, was probably one of the bigger names in our first recruiting class, was committed to this program under the previous staff, and we're very fortunate to keep him. And he's a very talented redshirt freshman. He's 6'6". He says he's grown to 6'7". I just think he grew his hair a little bit taller. But he's 242 pounds and runs well and strong arm. As I've said many times, I think this fall camp, I think he's going to be he's going to be an excellent player. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. And it could be by September 2nd because he's had an excellent camp. So either way, and then one thing I can honestly say, we've never sat there, Andy Koldnicki and myself or any of the, or in a staff meeting and said, we want to name a starter by this day. We haven't even broached the subject. We don't feel we're in a hurry. Because of, again, I go back to what we talked in the last segment, is how we practice. They're getting equal reps. They're getting an equal opportunity and plenty of them to help us make the decision. But as you said, when you lose a Joe Licata and what he brought to the program, his experience, the snaps, it's going to be different. But I think there's some benefits that these guys are going to help add to our offense, and that will be in the run game. Keeping drives alive, maybe scrambling and some things there, and it'll be interesting to see as we make this transition.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about Grant, especially between the two guys, he's really a leader, and you can tell, being that fifth-year senior, he's only been here for a few months, but it already feels like he's a leader on this team. I see him working with guys, and I see it with Tyree, too, but Tyree's just a little bit younger. But what I really like about Grant is after practice, he's taking extra throws with guys. He's trying to teach guys, and I know I think I've heard somewhere where, he wants to be a coach afterwards, and that's got to be helpful for you and make you feel better knowing that. Because without Grant, you really had some young quarterbacks coming back. So at least, so if anything, you have a guy who's played college football before.
No doubt. And when we recruited Grant, we went to Iowa to meet with him. There were no guarantees. He understood that this was going to be a competitive. We let him know that there were quarterbacks here that were going to be in the mix and were going to get a full opportunity, and it was going to be competitive. But one of the things that our situation that we had done our background was he had gone through multiple coordinators and position coaches at Iowa State. But as we talked to some of those, some that weren't even there at that time, was his ability to work with younger players, his willingness to accept a role if he wasn't a starter, the point about wanting to be a coach, and that he was willing to help mentor if he wasn't a starter, all our backs as well. So I think we're very fortunate to have Grant in our program, no matter how this plays out.
Yeah, and then one of the thing about the quarterbacks is Joe Licata graduated is probably the best passing quarterback in school history, holds all the records. But the one thing that Joe really couldn't do, and Joe would even be the first to tell you, is run the football. He just wasn't a super athletic guy. He had a very strong arm, very accurate arm, but couldn't run the football. Both of these quarterbacks and all the quarterbacks we really have in the room right now can really run the ball. Does that mean, do you see a change in your offensive philosophy, some of your play calling, because you can run more of a read option maybe and get the quarterbacks out running?
Yeah, we're working on some things that may incorporate some quarterback run. I think you still have to be smart, and I don't think we're going to really sell out and try to have our quarterback take that many hits in a ball game or throughout a season. But, again, when you have to defend everyone on the field, it makes it more difficult. And I think, like you said, you know, Joe was so smart, knew the game, got rid of the ball, very courageous in the pocket. But I think defenses knew that there wasn't a huge running threat there. So do we add a little bit more there? You hope so. In different ways, you hope maybe that's worth an extra first down or two in a game where you can create a quarterback run or through a scramble that you keep a drive alive. It keeps your defense off the field. So there's a lot of benefits if it does happen that way. But I can't say that, you know, the day Joe graduated that we went in and started drawing up a bunch of new plays. But there'll be some of the things that we've had in that we maybe use a little bit more that we – and that's a nice thing, John, I think, was we'll talk about through the year, is our offense is so flexible that we are able to take what the offense has at this particular time and use our athletes the best we can. And then it may be, you know, last year we were very talented with tight ends. And this year we might have a little more quarterback run game. So it kind of matches, it, you know, give and take of what we have each and every year.
Now, do you foresee a situation where both quarterbacks could play in games? I mean, I don't think you want to be – you almost have to get Tyree in the game just because you don't want to be in the same situation next year where you don't have any experienced quarterback coming back.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, until we name that starter, you know, Tyree could be in the game to start the game.
You're right.
And he could be playing the whole time.
Good
but,
point.
You know, couldn't – again, we have not really said, hey, you know, sometimes it, the thing that gets difficult is there's a certain point where it's tough to play two all the time. You know, but can we early in the non-conference season play both quarterbacks? I could very well see that we could. If, you know, whichever one it would be the starter, it would be important to continue to get snaps. You know, we didn't do that last year very much, even whether it be Tony Daniel or Chris Merchant, Tyree was redshirted. One thing I probably want to bring up to our listeners is we took Tyree, even though he was redshirting, and that was the decision. He traveled with us the whole year, so he knows what it's like to be in the hotel, you know, a night before a game, and when we're going somewhere, what the routine is, because we're preparing for him to be a starting quarterback. So when we do this, it's not going to be all new to him.
That's great. So we talked about, you know, a lot of new players on this team, and, you know, it seemed like you went out and, you know, you got a lot of guys from the junior college ranks, but do you do that almost because you know they have a little more experience, they can help you right away, especially the offensive line? It seems like, you know, you lost some starters to the offensive line. You don't necessarily, you can't really throw freshmen who physically aren't ready to play offensive line right away. So is it just you want to get some guys that are, that can help right away in the game?
Well, it's a multiple layered reason why we recruit and what we did. There wasn't like a quick deciding in a meeting once again that, hey, we're going to stop recruiting. You know, at this point, we're done with high school players and we're going this route. You know, there's things that happen after you evaluate. You know, the one thing that we tried to do was, you know, move different pieces of a defense, especially on defense, a different defensive scheme into our scheme. So as you move things around, you sometimes, like we didn't sign any linebackers in our first recruiting class. Well, we knew we were going to have to go after some linebackers. Well, because of that and some things, well, we needed some more experience. And as guys made transitions, it became evident what type. Well, Khalil Hodge as a middle linebacker, finding a middle linebacker, we lost Nick Gilbo and Travis Pizanka. So we lost both middle linebackers. So we didn't sign any, so we needed to go get somebody.
Yeah.
Houston Glass was a backup safety in our program that took a medical hardship, so we needed to get some older safety. So there were a lot of different reasons and that things had, and it happens across college football that there's attrition. And as it went through after spring, we know it was a tough spring for us in a lot of different ways, and then we had some players that decided to leave. Well, now it's April, May, and you've got scholarships available. There's not as many high school players available. They've all signed their letters of intent. So somewhere along the line, we had to make a decision, and that led us to some of the junior college players that you see on our roster now.
But I think you went about it the right way in the sense that you brought in a Khalil Hodge. You brought in guys that have 3 years left as opposed to two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like you're renting a player, so to speak. You have a guy that can kind of grow with the program. So I think that's, you know, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I think for our listeners, again, is that in junior college athletics, if you're a NCAA high school qualifier, which means you meet the admissions requirements for a four-year school, and you decide to go to a junior college, you can leave immediately. If you're an NCAA, if you're not and you're short academically, either on your test score or your academic courses that you took, then you need to stay the 2 years or whatever it would take for you to graduate and then go to a Division I institution. Well, while we looked at some of the junior college needs that we went after, we were fortunate to find three or four that have 3 years of eligibility. And I think that's been a huge plus. When you look at it on a roster side, you're going to see junior college. But then you're going to see junior and some you're going to see sophomore. And it's going to help us continue to balance our classes out as we move along.
All right. Well, we'll take one more break here. More with Coach Leipold. Before I forget, I want to remind everybody we're down here at Santora's at Millersport. We're not at Transit Road anymore. We're at the Millersport location right near campus. Encourage everybody to stop by. They have awesome wings, a bunch of beers on tap. It's a great place to stop by. We have some wings here, actually, Coach. I think I've seen you go through a bunch of them here.
Yeah, but that's your second plate.
Well, they're very good, and we encourage everybody to come down. But, come back. We'll pack one more break. We'll be back with more with Coach Leipold. You're listening to the UB Bulls Football Insider with Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
There's only one place to discover the BMW difference, all while making a difference. At the BMW Drive for a Cause. Show support for your community and help us achieve our goal of raising up to $1.5 million simply by taking a test drive. Register at BMWUSA.com/driveforacause. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. BMW of North America will contribute $200,000 to Team USA and will match the dealer's contribution up to $5,000 towards the dealer's charity of choice, whether you participate or not.
Lease and finance offers available by Town BMW through BMW Financial Services.
Country music fans, get the VIP experience this fall during the Seneca Niagara Tailgate Concert Series at UB Football for only $36.
Ow, 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 ow.
This year's acts include Jared Neiman, David Nail, Chris Lane, Eddie Money, and more. Your VIP experience gets you front of the stage access and game ticket. To order, log on to ubbulls.com. It's country music, football, and tailgating. What else do you need?
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, back with Coach Leipold here for our final segment of the evening. You know, we touched on the home openers Friday, September 2nd against Albany, but let's kind of look at the schedule a little bit, Coach. After the Albany game on September 2nd, you have a rare bye week. You rarely see a bye week in the second week of the season. But with a young team like this, that might not be the worst thing in the world?
Yeah, and the more we looked at it, you know, we talked about this during our media day earlier in the week, is that, you know, we looked at where we were as a team. And one of the things, we were talking about these newcomers. Well, we had about 12 of these newcomers that just showed up here in August. Most time, even our newcomers are here for summer school and orientation and a transition period in late June and July. And so with so many new players on the roster and showing up just in part of our program, you know, I think this has turned out to be a blessing that we'll play a game, we'll have another week to kind of keep developing and evaluating as we move forward.
Yeah, the rest of the non-conference schedule is Albany on the 2nd, then we're at Nevada on September 17th, home against Army on September 24th, and at Boston College on October 1st. Talk a little bit about your scheduling philosophy and why, you know, playing games like these non-conference games are important.
Well, some of the games, most of these were set, you know, before our arrival, but again, through the interview process with former athletic director Danny White and now our current athletic director Alan Green, and just the philosophy of we'd like to play an FCS school, formerly 1AA, a school. If we're going to do that, and if it's going to be early in the schedule, we'd like that to be a local opponent, so to speak, within the state or within a short driving area, and then one Power 5 opponent. And and we have different thoughts on that and how we go about that and what type of that, again, hopefully within a region of. And then the other one would be then the other two games would be within what is considered the Group of Five, not non-conference school. And I think that's an excellent philosophy for where we're at right now, and it's an exciting schedule, I think.
All right, one final thing I have for you. Last weekend, Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and I know I made the mistake one time of calling you a Packers fan, and you quickly corrected me and said that you were a Green Bay Packers owner. Now, the greatest Packer of all time, Brett Favre, was inducted. Do you have any Brett Favre stories you could share with us?
You know, I wish I did, John, and I know we're up against time. So most of Brett Favre's career, I lived in Nebraska. And when I returned is right when the whole saga was going on between him coming back out of retirement. So I missed a lot of that. But I think, of course, the Super Bowl win and just his gutty performance as it went through is kind of a special. It's unfortunate that game didn't get played and everything. But, again, a very proud owner, though. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna make sure fans knew. All right, well, that's it for our time here. We want to thank everybody for coming out. Again, we'll be here every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Right here at Santoro's on Millersport Highway. Thanks for your time, Coach, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, go White, and go Bulls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.